Hello everyone, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Beis. And in the in daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara cites the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel allows you to kill a louse. And the reason, and it's actually quoted, the Beis Hillel's position is quoted lehalacha in Orachayim Simon Shin Tes Zayin Seif Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, Avalkina Mutar Laharga, you're allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos. Why would you be allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Brura explains that the reason is that a louse does not come from Einaba Mizacha Unikeva. It does not come from a male or a female. Elaba min hazeya, comes from sweat. So lo chashiva b'riya, it's not considered a living creature. That only, that there is a Torah prohibition to, of netilas neshama, of killing, an animal on Shabbos. They killed, in the times of the Mishkan, they killed, elima adamim, they killed certain rams, on Shabbos for their dyes. And, only though, just like a ram, it comes from a male and a female. So too, only killing a living creature that comes from a male and a female would be prohibited. And since a louse does not come from a male and a female, then you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Of course, we know nowadays that that scientific information is incorrect. Nowadays, that the that lice have hatch eggs and they have children, and the baby lice come from the mother and the father. So does that mean that nowadays you are not allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos? So the Michtav Meliyahu in Chelek Dalet, page 355, footnote 4, writes that no, the halacha is still the same. Just like in the times of the Gemara, we were allowed to kill lice. Nowadays, we're also allowed to kill lice. And what he suggests is that the Torah was not given to angels. And since from our perspective, from our looking at the lice, it doesn't seem that they procreate. Just from our visual inspection of lice, we know scientifically that they do, but based on what we see, our perception is that lice do not procreate. So therefore, we treat it as such, and therefore there is no prohibition to kill a louse on Shabbos. This is both the position of the Michtav Meliyahu of Rav Dessler and of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Because lamare einayim ein hein paros veravos, that to the appearance of the eye, there is no, they don't procreate. However, the Pachad Yitzchak disagrees, and the Pachad Yitzchak writes that you should be strict. He says, because we know scientifically that what was said in the days of the Gemara is incorrect, and therefore you are not allowed to kill lice. There's no difference between killing a louse and another living creature, and therefore it is forbidden to do so. Rabbi Yashiv agrees as well that you should not kill lice on Shabbos. Rav Nissen Karelitz is misupak. He is not sure whether it is forbidden or not. But this is a fascinating case where we ask the question if certain scientific statements by Chazal, certain halachos that were stated by Chazal are based on scientific information. And if that scientific information changes, do we change the halacha? So this is an example where we have a debate amongst the poskim. Mishnah Brura, by the way, clearly says that it is permitted. And that's he just says that because they don't procreate, and he doesn't address the fact that nowadays that is not scientifically the case. He just says that's the halacha. And other poskim sort of address the fact that the science has changed, and some say, well, it still appears like they don't procreate, versus, no, science changes, and therefore in this instance, the halacha changes. Obviously, each case where science impacts halacha needs to be evaluated on its own, but this is an example of this situation.